Call this meeting in order. We're the Joint Committee, Land and Natural Resources and Cultural Preservation, Health and Education Welfare Committees. Today, April 11th, it is 6 o'clock. And I'll ask an invocation from Dale. Would you do that?
Sure.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. I just want to thank you for just allowing us to come here tonight, Lord, just to do the tribe's business, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you just for your guidance and your wisdom, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you again just that you just be with us and just help guide our decisions, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dale.
Next order we have is roll call. Gacy.
Daryl Parker.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Dale Beaver.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Thomas Shahola.
Here.
Johnny Green. Joyce Deer.
Present.
Dodie Barnett. Rufus Scott.
Here.
James Jennings.
Here.
Chairman, we got 8 present, 2 absent.
8 present, 2 absent. That does establish a quorum, and any business will be valid this evening. Next we have is approval of minutes on March 8, 2016. Give the committee time to review that. Consideration of the committee.
Make a motion we approve the minutes with any necessary changes.
Motion been made by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Jack. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's motion been approved. Next item we have. Order of business, TR-16-060, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Nation amending TR-10-079, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Nation establishing Tribal Food and Fitness Policy Council. The sponsor is James Jennings.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by James Jennings.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Barnett. We're in discussion.
Just some time to Ms. Thompson.
Hello. I've been on the Food and Fitness Policy Council when it first was established with MFSI, and at that time it was with a grant. And since that time, I think I was there for like a year, so I was only there when it first began. And since then, I think it's been about 8 years really since then. And when I came back to the nation 2 years ago, I was asked to like revitalize it because they kept getting calls about food and agriculture and just anything around that area. And we were asked to revitalize that committee. So when we did, we noticed that all this time that they had the Food and Fitness Council, what's called Food and Fitness Policy Council, is it's kind of been stagnant. No motion, no mobilization. And so I think it was back in October we decided to like relook at it and see why it had stayed that way. And with all the new people and some people that have been there from the very beginning, they noticed that maybe it didn't need to be called Policy Council because we're not doing policy, you know, not right now. We're just trying to figure out how could it best be fit with the nation and the purpose. So the only things that we really wanted to change in there and amend is by adding like work groups, and the work groups are financial stability, physical fitness, food security, and then
financial.
I did financial. The reason why we added like the financial is because we were also having some and something that they pointed out is, you know, we're coming into harder and harder times and people are not able to budget. Oh, employee wellness is the other one. Sorry. Harder and harder times that, you know, sometimes people can't put food on the table. And it's going to get even more drastic times. People are starting to steal stuff, you know, just because they can't do a budget. So whenever we decided to do those four work groups, we created a survey within those four work groups, and we got a lot of feedback, mostly in the employee wellness area, that all four were very important to us, and we gave ourselves 90 days to do something with it. And so each work group has been working really hard and trying to focus in on one thing to accomplish within the 90 days. So physical fitness, they want to do a generation fund run, the financial stability, they're just wanting to get some tips out of like budgeting, employee wellness. They would like to eventually someday, they're trying to like plan it, it's going to take a little bit longer, but maybe put on a training for like directors or something about like what employee wellness means. And then food sovereignty, we're looking at trying to put it in a farmer's market at least once a month. So those are just some of the little things, like a tip of like all the ideas that we had. I mean, there were so many. We did the survey and the findings, and that's what our work groups, we let them figure out what they wanted to do with that. So is there anything else that you wanted to add, Carrie? She's our vice chair, and I'm just the secretary, so I've just been kind of like making sure everybody goes to the meetings, establishing the meetings, and taking notes and making sure I'm documenting everything that we're doing. So
at the moment, I'm just making sure that they've got everything in here regarding our subcommittees. Is that okay? May I have your attention, says?
And that's basically what the change is. It's basically changing the name to the Wellness Council. And we call the language department, and they reinterpreted that for us to Jipignuda and Humaldagi. And then we've just been working on our four work groups, and we're going to see where we can go from that. And we've already made accomplishments, I feel like, just by creating our own bylaws and things that we didn't have before. We have a steering committee. We have chairs on the work groups. And I just feel like that it's something that, an extra thing that is needed within the nation when we're having tribal and health employees work together. So,
thank you. Do we have any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
James Jennings. Thomas Yahola.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 16-054, Law of Goat Creek Nation, authorizing an appropriation for renovations to the parking lot and adjacent sidewalks of the building acquired for the Oklahoma City Muskogee Association, located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Dodie Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion due pass by Dodie Barnett.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought I saw some Oklahoma City folks here, though.
I am happy to discuss the NCA for this. However, some of the background and basis should be protected under attorney-client privilege, so I would recommend that council go into executive session so that we can maintain that confidentiality to discuss this matter.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Motion been made to go into executive session.
Second.
Second by Mitch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
So just council, you, and chief,
whoever you'd like to invite. Mm-hmm.
Okay.